was this man? What was he?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is Dr. Dave Iser, meteorologist. As we move into mid-July, our weather map has a decidedly mid-summer appearance. The jet stream has migrated to the north into Canada for the most part, and weather systems are very slow to move here in the lower 48. In the northeast, lots of sunshine peppered with a few passing showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s with a few 90s and moderate humidities. Down south, a tropical system is trying to form in the Gulf, but it won't be successful. But it will bring heavy rains and thunderstorms to the Gulf Coast, particularly Georgia and the Carolinas, later in the week. Hot and humid in the Midwest with scattered thunderstorms, a sure feature of summer. This is Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 right here from Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. It's time to save our dancers. Later, strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Pay attention to this week's Florida stories. You're going to get a lesson on how to properly and legally kill your neighbor's chicken. You're going to hear the most horrifying obituary imaginable. And you can help us with this unsolved case of flag arson. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Could you imagine the thrill, the very special thrill that we all felt with Ryan Recker coming on before me? Ryan's a good friend. He's been a generous friend to this show. He has not said anything bad about any of the shows.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite.
Is there a reason specific to a news story that I just played that hook? Is there something special that I'm referring to? And the answer is no. It's just the ugly fact that I am the only talk show host on this station that could get away with playing that for any reason at all. And when you are that guy, when you're that woman, and you can get away with anything, it is very important that you actually do try to get away with anything. All right, let's see if you can identify this voice.
I appreciate your coming, Mr. McDear. I call you Mitch, if I may. My name is Voiles, Denton Voiles. I'm with the Department of Justice.
What happened to Eddie Lomax?
We've been investigating Bandini, Lambert, and Locke for 4 years. No lawyer has ever left your law firm alive. Two tried to leave, they were killed. Two were about to try, you know what happened. Now we have reason to believe that your house is bugged. Your phones are tapped, your office is wired. They may follow you. They may be here in Washington as we speak.
Are you saying my life is...
I'm saying that your life as you know it is over.
That's so cool.
His your life law is firm over. Is the sole legal representative of the Meraldo crime family Meraldo. In Chicago, known as the Mafia, the mob.
I don't believe it.
They set up legitimate businesses with dirty
money. That's Stephen Hill. He was the first district attorney on Law and Order. He's passed away now, but he was the first district attorney on Law and Order. He gave the best answer to a celebrity question I ever heard. They looked at Stephen Hill and they said, why do you think Law and Order is such a hit? Why do you think it's such a big deal? And he said, in every episode, I eat a sandwich. I unwrap the sandwich. And I eat it on camera. It's the way I eat the sandwich that is the reason Law & Order is a hit. It's fantastic. What could be better than that? Doug Wolf, Dick Wolf, the producer of Law & Order, also was interviewed about Stephen Hill and was asked, is there any actors that you've ever had on the show that you kind of regret or you thought they were kind of strange or whatever? And he said, Stephen Hill is the only actor I've ever known in my life who asked for fewer lines. He didn't want as many lines. He figured, you know, if he's there, that's enough. But really, what he was saying is he didn't want to work that hard. I mean, who needs that amount of work? I have a question for you that I'll ask you coming up in just seconds. But first, there is a fascinating phenomena. And if I put on my glasses, there's a fascinating phenomena called, where is it? What's wrong with me? Sophrology. It is the phenomena of being scared on Sundays. It is the phenomena of being scared on Sunday nights, not wanting to go to work on Monday. It turns out this is a whole business of people who are afraid to go to work on Monday. And they obsess about it on Sunday. And they obsess about it on Saturday. And it freezes them. It freezes them out from having a good time on the weekend. It is an actual phenomena. And because I'm a professional talk show host and I prepare the show, unlike other people who just scream at the Democrats, I prepare this show. I will share with you the actual solutions to dealing with sophrology. I'll get it right, I swear to God. All right, it's 13 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and I have a shocking confession to make to you. I have bad feet. Not the sort of showman feet that you would assume I would have. I don't have gazelle feet. I have painful feet. I have flat feet with an accessory navicular. I have an extra bone in each foot. No, really, an extra bone in each foot. And this has plagued me my whole life. When I hit the floor, it's not running. I just hit the floor. I want to tell you about a lifesaver for me. It's the MyPillow Moccasin. The MyPillow Moccasin's insane. It's incredible. MyPillow Moccasin comes in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 13 different colors. Fabric, cushion, and memory foam. Memory foam. What does memory foam do? It remembers. When you use your moccasins two or three times, it remembers exactly what your foot is like, and it has shaped itself to your foot. No one else can use your moccasin. Instantly, you put your foot in there, and it's comfortable. But here's the best part. It is so well constructed, it is made to be worn indoors and outdoors. Indoors and out there. Can you imagine that? To be able to put on a moccasin, walk around the house with it all day, and then go outside and do gardening if you're forced to do that. It's great. This is normally $139, but it's now $49.98 if you use the promo code Walter. $49.98 with the promo code Walter. That number is 800-844-0876. That's how you get this incredible MyPillow special on their moccasins for men. 800-844-0876. Know the color you want, the width you want, for moccasins made just for you.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
During the pandemic, you promised yourself that you were going to work for yourself and not work for anybody else. And then the reality hit that starting your own business is hard, and it is easy. There's one way to minimize those risks. You take a social indoor franchise. There's a franchise opportunity that's brand new. Here's what it is. Social Indoor makes computer screens that go in the best restrooms in your market. You get a franchise for your entire market. You go out, get in touch with your friends, your business contacts. You sell advertising messages that go on those computer screens, those digital screens that are installed in the finest restrooms, in the finest restaurants and other places in your city. And it's your franchise. No one's going to compete with you for that advertising for that screen. Get all the information. Go to socialindoor.com. Get the information and put in my name, Walter.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
It rained at a strip club in Queens, and two of their best exotic dancers, Cinnamon and Mabel, made out like bandits. And unfortunately, there were men in the crowd who were paying attention to how much money they were getting. These good women were stalked by two men from Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Pennsylvania, who'd come to town just for the big weekend, followed them home because they're roommates, and broke into their home. Good news, though, both Cinnamon and Mabel have cameras set up all over their apartment, and the men were caught. Keeping our dancers safe, it is something that we should all aspire to make sure this happens. In these times of shootings, of mayhem, of growing crime, the one group of people that should be protected above all else are our dancers. Contact your congressman. Contact your state representative. Contact the White House. Save our dancers. SOD is the name of our new group. From the Champagne Room, this is Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
I want you to think about the times that you've seen somebody doing something extraordinary, but extraordinary in a way that you cannot figure out what they're doing. You don't know how they're doing it. Whenever I see Jerry Lee Lewis, I always have the same thought.
Whole lot of shake going on.
That he was struck by the devil. Now listen to this. Struck by the devil. You go and you say, it's like you made a deal with Satan. Because the thing about Jerry Lee Lewis, this is a recording from 1957. The first time I saw him was in 1973. And it looked the same, and it sounded the same. I saw him on a flatbed truck at a county fair. And the minute he started playing, he went to a different place. His music came out of a different dimension. He owned that truck. He owned that fair. One guy, one piano, and he owned it. And on his flatbed truck was his child bride. She was, you know, by now 28, but he met her when she was 13, and his cousin, which ended his tour in England when they found out how old she was, but he didn't care. He played this good. This was 1957 on the Steve Allen Show. He played this song this well until the last time he played it, which wasn't too long ago. The minute he starts to play the piano, he goes to a different dimension. And you'd look at him and say, well, you know, he's made a deal with the devil. That's what people would say when they look at Jerry Lee Lewis. How did he learn to do that? Where did he learn to do that? Because that's not on music sheets. The way he plays the piano isn't from the nice lady who visited you after school. It's not from the sheet music. That's from a whole different place. And I've had to deal with many musical groups, many different rock groups who have wanted fireworks and glittery curtains and a 20-piece backup band and a huge array of demands. And, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis didn't want anything except a piano and a flatbed truck at a county fair in New Jersey, and he sounded like that. because his power and inspiration came from a very different place than you and I can ever imagine. And there were other artists like him, like Elvis. And the Beatles, when they were rocking really hard, coming from a different place with the simplest of instruments, with the most modest accommodations on stage. They didn't need them. They didn't need them. Because you look at them and go, they made a deal with the devil. Which brings up some issues for me, which is, where do you go to make a deal with the devil? The expression, you know, I made a deal with the devil, or they made a deal with the devil, or I wish I could make a deal with the devil. Wait. Where do you go to make a deal with the devil? There are many books and many scripts for making a deal with Jesus, but where do you go to make a deal with the devil? Where does that happen? Where does that happen? Did you see that movie Crossroads?
Your dream don't buy nothing down where Legba come from, boy. Now you want to play like Robert Johnson? You want to play like Petey Wheatstraw? Well, say goodnight to your soul, son. Go on, blind boy. Sign. Be here before 12 every Saturday night. And you learn them blues.
More about that $2? I'm running a little low on gas.
It's hard to imagine Ralph Macchio making a deal with the devil, but there he was.
See you in hell, blind boy.
See you in hell, blind boy. Ralph Macchio making a deal with the devil at the crossroads to become the greatest blues player ever. But how did the devil know he wanted to make the deal? And where did Ralph get the address? This is where you show up every Saturday right before midnight. Every Saturday right before midnight, and you will make your deal with the devil, and you will become the blues player you want to be. How does that happen? How does he know? How do we know where to make a deal with the devil? It's an amazing concept, and I've never, ever, ever heard it discussed. I've heard hundreds of preachers on the radio say, here's how you get in bed with God. Here's how you do well with God. Here's how you do well with Jesus. You've heard it a million times, too, especially on a Sunday night like this. I am live right now. And I would like to know live right now, how do you make a deal with the devil? How do you make that deal? How do you call the devil? How do you invoke Satan? How does it happen? And what is a reasonable demand? What is it that you would ask the devil for? What would you ask? Where would your life have to take you for that? To want to make that deal. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I used to travel a lot for business. Pretty much I'd do anything to get free upgrades to first class all the time. I did pretty extraordinary things to get free upgrades to first class all of the time. I would bribe the gate agents with cigars, yogurt, candy. That usually worked. I never had to invoke the devil. I was okay. But I can see situations where if one of my kids was hurt in a profound way, I would be asking for help from everything to get that kid out of hurt. But I want to understand the mechanics of making a deal with the devil. How do you do it? How do you ask the devil to show up? And what's the script to get the devil to come back again? And how do you make the exchange? Never hear it discussed. Never hear it discussed. How does it, quote, quote, work? That deal that Ralph Macchio made, I don't know what he had to give up. He just seemed to have to show up at a certain intersection every Saturday night at 5 to midnight, and he could play like the greatest blues player in the world. It's a weird metaphysical question, isn't it? Let's talk about it at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Am I discussing something dangerous? Is this dangerous? Are we approaching dangerous territory? I don't know. Because like I say, I've never gotten the instructions on how to make a deal with the devil, and I'm not sure I would. In fact, I'm darn sure I wouldn't. But apparently a lot of people do. The people who are rock and rollers and others, and you look at them and you go, they're not any good. That person isn't any good, and he's a huge success. How come he's a huge success and he isn't any good? What did he do, make a deal with the devil? That's what people say. That's what they say. They can't come up with any logical path to that person's success, and they say, well, he must have made a deal with the devil. That is the only explanation. What's your explanation? I'd like to hear from you about this. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And this is an important topic, and I really look forward to hearing your thoughts about it. 888-688-WALT. We have a big show. We're going to, if I live, we're going to have a new edition of the Drive-Thru Brew, where we're going to find out exactly what the management and the worker in the Drive-Thru Brew are coping with this summer. We're going to have Velo Hool with his Strippers on the Loose report, and Vic Ferrari with a great report about a retired police detective and his challenges of finding real criminals. He has the best stories. Vic Ferrari with his great retired New York City police detective stories. All of that and you. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. We're here every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Out west, a hot dome of high pressure over the Four Corners area of Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico will slowly drift westward, meaning some of the hottest temperatures of the year will plague Texas with Dallas close to 105, Phoenix at 115, Las Vegas at 116, even Sacramento will get to 105. Later in the week, towards next weekend, we'll get a few degrees less hot, but with increased monsoonal humidities, so you really won't feel the difference. Folks will probably set new low-high temperatures, meaning that nights won't cool off much past 90 degrees, so stay hydrated, seek shade, and of course air conditioning when you can. This is Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36, right here from Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, hi. With another edition of Drive Thru Brew, this is J.J. Wilson. Last week, the manager left for vacation. This week, he's back at work, chatting with his one and only employee, young Jake.
Did you and your wife have a good vacation?
Very nice, thank you.
What'd you do?
Well, let's see. The first day, we drove to a lake and had lunch at a marina.
Did you rent a boat or a jet ski or go parasailing or yachting or anything?
No, just ate and looked at the water.
Then what?
The next day, we drove about 100 miles to a Civil War battlefield.
Was there fake soldiers all dressed up, pretending to shoot each other and all that stuff?
No, just grassy fields and some small signs.
Sheesh, old people sure take the boringest vacations. Didn't you do nothing exciting?
We did go to an amusement park one day.
Now you're getting warm. Did you go on any scary roller coasters?
No, my wife was tired, so we just sat and watched.
Man, I hope I die before I start acting half dead like that.
Well, wait, there was one thing. While we were sitting there, two girls got off a ride and threw up right in front of us.
Now we're talking. Did you get some good pictures?
Is that it? Or could this conversation possibly get worse? Listen next week when Jake says...
I heard of an old geezer who got off a roller coaster and couldn't walk, speak, hear, or see. In the first loop, he lost his cane, his glasses, his hearing aids, and his dentures.
That's next time on Drive Through Brew. Word Cars Speaking.
Sterling on Sunday, welcome to the big show. I'm Walter Sterling. It is a joy, a great joy to be with you every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Western. Welcome to the show. I'm live. There's nothing else live at this time. Do you understand that? Do you understand how remarkable it is that this show is live? I have a dilemma. And the dilemma, sometimes I'll look at a rock star or somebody who's done something extraordinarily bad or something extraordinarily good, and you stand there and you go, it looks like they made a deal with the devil. And I never hear the rest of that sentence, which is, well, wait a minute, where do you go to make a deal with the devil? Where do you go to make a deal with the devil? What's the address? And what do you say? And what do you ask for? Darren, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Darren.
Hey, Walter.
Hey.
I want to thank you, first of all, for your show. It is, I think it's you because you're awesome, but it could be because you're in syndication. I drive every Sunday night from South Jersey to Syracuse, and you know how it is with the radio, but I can always lose you and then pick you up somewhere else on the dial. I love
it. Isn't that the coolest thing? Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of other stations, a couple of other guys I can get. You're one of them. And I appreciate your story about your father, I think you were telling us last week. I apply that to a lot of different people and really appreciate that.
What was the story about my father? Do you remember?
Was he not have some trouble and you did not have a good relationship?
We did not have a good relationship. And I did not realize the essence of the problem, which is I didn't realize he was slowly developing dementia. And I did not realize that people who develop dementia, it's hard to realize when that's going on and when they're telling you what they mean and they have no idea what they're saying. I regret that I wasn't better at that, but that was our problem.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, the devil. I guess we're talking about the devil. We got to be talking about the one in the Bible or that the Jews speak of because that's the most popular one. And I think we already know how to do that very easily. I think the address is in your own heart. And we already know him pretty well. I think the way to make the deal is to just give up. You only care about yourself. Step on anybody else that gets in your way. And acknowledge that he's the one that you're making the deal with. And it's easy. The road to hell is a wide highway, right?
You've just described everybody I ever worked for. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
Well, your dream don't buy nothing down where Lake will come from, boy.
Now, you want to play like Robert Johnson?
You want to play like Petey Wheatstraw? Well, say goodnight to your soul, son. Go on, blind boy. Sign. Be here before 12 every Saturday night.
You still have to show up on time to see the devil. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Where do you meet the devil, and where do you make a deal with him? 888-688-WALT. It's a peppy, happy topic. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Good evening, Walter. You're welcome for taking my call. I love the show as well.
Yes, and thank you for saying that, because I will never get over the horror of the day that I first heard a talk show host saying, hey, thank you very much for calling in. And then they say, the caller says, thank you for taking my call. And the host says, oh, you're welcome. And I'm like, no, Mr. Host, you are paid to take those calls. That is your privilege to take those calls. And these a-holes continue to do it. Every single show, every week,
yep.
The callers go, hey, thanks for taking my call, Molly. And Molly goes, oh, you're welcome. No. The honor is all Molly's.
Right. In the open of the show, you mentioned Ryan Recker, correct?
He was on before me on the station that carries us in Philadelphia, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, I agree. I just wanted to back up what you were saying, and you're lucky to call him a friend. I desperately miss his Overnight America show from KMOX, you know, when that ended last year. My heart truly sank, and I heard there were some programming changes recently, so he's not with them, but I hope he's listening, and I'll tell the guy he'll find something else great, but I miss him a lot. And he's the reason that I found your show, really, is because I was tuning in on a Sunday night and found your show at the same time. So it all worked out.
The program director at KMOX, the great Steve Moore, put me on the show, put me on the station 3 hours every Sunday night. Very grateful to him. And Ryan Recker, I consider to be a good friend. So thank you for what you said. Is there anything else I can help you with tonight, Dan?
I was just going to say about Ryan, I was only disappointed that he was going to go to a show where he had to share the spotlight, because he really deserves his own show in the end, I think. So, Ryan, keep your head up, you'll rise again, and I hope to hear him again someplace frequently.
Isn't Ryan on in middays now?
Well, he was on a show called Talks, or St. Louis Talks, but they ended that show a few months ago, I learned.
Well, it's a good thing I put my foot in my mouth just now.
Right. But he'll find something great. He's a great guy.
He is great.
Have a good night.
He'll be fine. Thanks for calling. Marilyn, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello.
Walter, I'm very happy to talk to you. I'm also from St. Louis and calling on KMOX.
Yes.
I just wonder if you would even agree with me on this, but every time I see new cars being advertised on television, they're going 90 miles an hour. They never show the inside of the car or what it can do. It's just how fast and how they can go over rough spots and backing up to cliffs. And I think that young people that are about ready to start driving need to have a better idea of what a car is doing.
I don't understand why the cars are always advertised based on the, 4.5 liter engine. I don't know what that is. What is a 3.5 liter engine? What is that? That seems to me to be the worst way to sell it, on the capability of the engine. I assume an American car can go. I don't need to know how powerful the engine is. What I need to know, just like you, Marilyn, I need to know, what do all the buttons inside do? What are all those cool buttons doing? Show me what the buttons are doing and how the seat reclines. Right? Show me how the seat reclines and how cold is the air conditioner. Really, that's about all I care about. Do you like the show, Marilyn?
I love the show. I hear it every Sunday night. I'm 90 years old and no Alzheimer's, thank goodness, but I love your show.
Well, don't let the sales department know you're 90. They'll have heart attacks. But thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. What is the switchboard for reaching the devil? You see somebody and you go, God, he looks like he's been struck by the devil. It looks like he's struck by the devil, like he's made a deal with the devil. How do you make that deal? Where do you make that deal? What's the phone number? Mine is 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. I have learned to take care of my slippers because I don't want dogs or kids or wives eating my slippers. These are remarkable, special slippers. They're called MyPillow brand slippers, all season men's moccasin slippers. They're beautiful. The sole has three layers. That's right, three layers. And they come in black, blue, white, gray, beige, pink, purple, whatever you want, that color they have. And more importantly, they come in widths. If you have a really narrow foot, slippers have been a big problem up till now, because slippers up till now, they're like as wide as a workman's boot. Not these slippers. These slippers let you choose the width. They have another great advantage. They are made to be worn indoors and outdoors. You wear these slippers indoor, you read the newspaper all day, you goof off, and then you decide to go out and do some gardening or walk the dog. You don't have to change what's on your feet. You just wear these great slippers that are made to be worn indoors and outdoors. Indoors and outdoor slippers. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. You've got to try these slippers. Call now. That's right. Call now, because there's a live human being there right now on a Sunday night. Who ever heard of that? There's a great person there who wants to talk to you about these slippers, the MyPillow brand slippers. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter. The price drops instantly from $139 to $49. What did he say? It drops from $139 to $49. MyPillow slippers.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Army Hammer. Working as timeshare salesman in the Cayman Islands. That's right, that big Hollywood star who had trouble. He had trouble. He's also accused of being a resort concierge. And that Sunday night anxiety that you feel, I'm going to tell you how to alleviate the Sunday scaries. It is a known phenomenon. It's not you. Don't worry about it. And then, oh my gosh, all of Canada's internet went out. How could that have happened? And a federal judge said the coolest thing I have ever heard. She became my hero. And you and I will talk about it in just seconds. And a woman with a 34E bra has discussed how she alleviated her endless discomfort. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about the phenomena of, you see certain things that a certain performer, you go, gosh, they must have made a deal with the devil. There's no other way they could do that. A piece of art, a poem, a story. And you're like, wow, that is the weirdest thing. They must have made a deal with the devil. And then I started thinking, how do you make a deal with the devil? Where do you go? Where do you talk? What do you say? Hector, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Hector.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
I don't believe it's possible to make a deal with the devil. According to the Bible, for example, in the second book of Thessalonians, if you refuse to believe the truth, you know, maybe it conflicts with what you want to do or whatever, then God will send you a powerful delusion. That delusion is the devil, and you will believe the devil's big lie. Take, for example, Charles Manson. Charles Manson, he says he never killed anybody. And so when he says that, it's because he actually believes it, and that's right there a powerful delusion. because, you know, one of his followers tried to get parole the other day, and she was refused. She was denied parole. So that's the second book of Thessalonians. God uses the devil to correct your attitude, to do bad things to you, you know, evil things to you, to bring you back in line, you know, to God. And that's what the Bible said. So I'm not sure if it's possible to make a deal with them. I mean, you know, God is like that. God can communicate with you through dreams and visions. That's also in the Bible. For example, I had a vision that there was a super universe, and a portion of it was lit up with light. And that's where we are, in that portion of the super universe that's lit up with light. But that's just me. That's just how I interpret that vision. I could be wrong.
Hector, you could be wrong. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
Nick, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I'm better now that you're here. Are you going to say something sane?
Yeah, kind of. So I'm going to share a little story with you. So I get pulled over by Jackson County Sheriff out here in Kansas City. I don't know if you know Jackson County Sheriffs. They're kind of a-holes. They're kind of mean. And this guy had a big, tall, burly guy. He had a cowboy hat on. He looked all pissed off. And he walks up and he says, "You know why I pulled you over?" And I'm Hispanic. So I was like, "Yeah, because I'm brown on a Tuesday." And he didn't think it was funny. He kind of just stared at me. So I looked at him and I was like, "Dang." I was like, "Tough crowd." He's like, "Tags are expired." And I was like, "Ah." Oh. I was like, "Man, the first." He said, "Yep." And I was like, "Man, he got me." I gave him my information. And he's walking back to his car and I was like, "Hey," I was like, "You know, I've never had a warning in my life ever." And he's looking at me like, "Nah." And I was like, "How about I make you a deal? True story." I was like, "How about you give me a warning if I can prove to you how you can never die?" He's like, "Are you serious?" I was like, I was dead serious. No pun intended. He's like, "For real?" And eventually he's like, "You know what? What do I got to lose?" I said, "Just think what you got to gain." He's like, "I'll give you that. Go ahead. Floor's yours." So I'm sitting there like, "Man, what did I just do?" So I told him, I said, "Go to your actual experience in this moment. Forget what you've been taught. Forget what you know. You can't deny experience." I said, "Tell me from experience, the legs and feet. Do you feel like you're the legs and feet or the legs and feet belong to you?" He goes, "They're my legs, my feet." I said, "The arms, the chest, is that you? Is that belong to you?" He goes, "It belongs to me. It's my body." I was like, "Good. It's your body, your car, your phone." I was like, "I have a car. I drive a car. I'm not the car. I have a body. I'm driving it." I was like, "Why do you feel like we're the body? Nothing much experience now tells you that you're the body. You're the one that the body sensations occur to. You're the one that the thoughts occur to, the emotions occur to, right?" And he's like, "Yeah." I was like, "So there's something about your experience right now that's changeless. It's the thing that makes you you, the knower of your experiences. Been the same since you were younger. Like my kids are like, "Yeah, you're like a big kid." I'm like, "Because I feel like a deal as a kid. The witness is the same." I was like, "Can you see it changeless you?" And he's like, "Yeah." I was like, "So you figure out what you are by figuring out what you're not." I said, "Your body constantly changes, right?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "So you can't be your body because that you would have changed with it." I was like, "Your thoughts constantly change, your emotions constantly change, everything's constantly changing except for you." I said, "You know what that is? Where it is? We feel like we're some point behind the eyes and between the ears. That's what the visual and the audio come in. There's no little you in there controlling your body." He goes, "The soul?" And I was like, "That's what we call it. That's a vague term." And he's like, "I guess not." I said, "What that is a timeless, the unborn, the undead. So when you go sleep at night, how fast do you wake up?" Like, snap. Timeless. You experience it as well as what you're experiencing. So all you can say right now from your experience today is that you're aware of things. You're aware of your body's an experience. You're aware of your thoughts, your emotions, your perception. I said, "There's no doubt you exist." I said, "How can you die if you're not even alive right now?" I said, "Your vehicle's alive."
Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you very much, Nick. I couldn't follow it. I'm just not smart enough to follow what he was saying. But my phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Where do you go to make a deal with the devil? And what deal would you make, Sterling, on Sunday?
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is Dr. Dave Iser, meteorologist. As we move into mid-July, our weather map has a decidedly mid-summer appearance. The jet stream has migrated to the north into Canada for the most part, and weather systems are very slow to move here in the lower 48. In the northeast, lots of sunshine peppered with a few passing showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s with a few few 90s and moderate humidities. Down south, a tropical system is trying to form in the Gulf, but it won't be successful. But it will bring heavy rains and thunderstorms to the Gulf Coast, particularly Georgia and the Carolinas, later in the week. Hot and humid in the Midwest with scattered thunderstorms, a sure feature of summer. This is Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 right here from Sterling on Sunday.
Pay attention to this week's Florida stories. You're going to get a lesson on how to properly and legally kill your neighbor's chicken. You're going to hear the most horrifying obituary imaginable. And you can help us with this unsolved case of flag arson. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
You know, one of the challenges of doing this show once a week is that I have a very long list of things that I want to discuss, and I never get through them, which is the good sign. And then through the week, I'll see stories, or I'll think of things, or I'll get annoyed about something. I'll say, I have to talk to them about this. I have to talk to you about this. And it's a robust list. Let me tell you, it's a robust list. I am live. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Now, the good thing about this time of year is there are live music concerts everywhere. And finally, because COVID has been squashed and cured, as you'll notice, there are no more problems. And therefore, they can have concerts on the lawn. There's a concert that I would give anything to see because I think it would be perfect. There is a group called Sitting on Stacy. I urge you to do whatever you have to do to hear Sitting on Stacy. These are the Beatles, Sitting on Stacy. They are incredibly attractive physically. They are clever songwriters. And I love what the genre that they are supposed to encompass. The genre of Sitting on Stacy is alternative surf music. And when I heard that, I said, well, where did they live? Where are they from? Well, they're from Encinitas. Encinitas is a town just north of San Diego where I want to retire. To me, it is the ideal beach town because there's no trouble there. Let me tell you, there's no trouble there. It's beautiful. Encinitas, that's where they all grew up. I had their lead singer on, and I said, just tell me about your day. Tell me, describe your day. And he talks about, well, you know, I get up at this time, and I surf for a little while, and then I eat with my mom. And he's like, oh, my God, this is some life. And then Haim is touring. The three sisters, Haim. Insanely gifted musicians, and you know what? They have paid their dues. They've been working at it since 2017, and they've been touring and paying their dues. And Alana Haim is the star of Licorice Pizza, the movie that came out earlier this year. It should have won Best Picture. Alana Haim, great talent, magnetic personality. And then Hanson. So here's three groups with threesomes. And surprisingly similar music. I have put together a montage of how they would sound. Wouldn't that sound cool? Hanson, Haim, and sitting on Stacy. They would be fantastic. And you might be thinking, Walter, you're insane. Are you getting payola for this? This station that I'm on here, the one you're listening to me on, there is no possibility that I would get payola for playing songs, especially alternative songs, especially not current songs. No need to worry. Did I ever tell you about the time I actually asked for payola? I said to a friend of mine, this was at the height of my music programming days. I said to a friend of mine, I said, why have I never been approached for payola? Why have I never been approached to be given payola? And he said, because they know. I said, what do you mean they know? They know you wouldn't take it. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know, maybe, but no. And besides, I usually dealt in payola with cocaine. I never did drugs and cash, and I was always making a fortune, so I had no interest. But one time, there was a record promoter in L.A. who was sitting in my office. I don't know why he thought he should be there, because nothing was going to happen. But he said to me, you know, I'm going to Canada next week. I said, you're going to Canada? Cuban cigars. I said, would you bring me back some Cuban cigars? My plan was that I would pay him for the Cuban cigars when he returned. That was my plan. He comes back, and what do you see? Nothing. Oh, I forgot, Walter. I forgot to get them for you. I'm sorry. So my one attempt to get payola, total failure. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and I have a shocking confession to make to you. I have bad feet. Bad feet. Not the sort of showman feet that you would assume I would have. I don't have gazelle feet. I have painful feet. I have flat feet with an accessory navicular. I have an extra bone in each foot. No, really, an extra bone in each foot. And this has plagued me my whole life. When I hit the floor, it's not running. I just hit the floor. I want to tell you about a lifesaver for me. It's the MyPillow Moccasin. The MyPillow Moccasin's insane. It's incredible. MyPillow Moccasin comes in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 13 different colors. Fabric, cushion, and memory foam. Memory foam. What does memory foam do? It remembers. When you use your moccasins 2 or 3 times, it remembers exactly what your foot is like, and it has shaped itself to your foot. No one else can use your moccasin. Instantly, you put your foot in there, and it's comfortable. But here's the best part. It is so well constructed, it is made to be worn indoors and outdoors. Indoors and out there. Can you imagine that? To be able to put on a moccasin, walk around the house with it all day, and then go outside and do gardening if you're forced to do that. It's great. This is normally $139, but it's now $49.98 if you use the promo code Walter. $49.98 with the promo code Walter. That number is 800-844-0876. That's how you get this incredible MyPillow special on their moccasins for men. 800-844-0876. Know the color you want, the width you want, for moccasins made just for you.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Are you going to spend the next 5 years working for somebody else? During the pandemic, didn't you promise yourself you weren't going to work for somebody else? When it was done, you were finally going to be your own person, have your own business, and then you realized, oh my gosh, it's hard to do. Well, it isn't hard to do when you have help and a great product. The great product is Social Indoor. Social Indoor, a big digital screen. That's what it is. It's a big digital screen that gets installed in the finest bathrooms in your city. And they take care of all of that. What you take care of is what goes on that screen. No one else will be in that bathroom competing with you. It's all yours because you're the Social Indoor franchisee. This is not an offering statement. That can only be made by a formal prospectus, and you can get it and download it at socialindoor.com. When you do that, put in my name, Walter, socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Puffio.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going into the woods right outside of Jacksonville. We go to Action News Jax for the story.
Yeah, and the two neighbors say they will not come to an agreement, but no matter what, it ended with one of them spending 30 hours inside the jail on an animal cruelty charge he says he disagrees with.
I didn't know to give it a 21-gun salute, CPR, mouth-to-mouth, you know, or call the chicken ambulance.
Big Roo was Jason De Felice's pet rooster. That is, until James Nix hit it with a stick.
So I'm defending myself. You know, I was feared for my safety, and the chicken, you know, died.
So one day when Nix says the rooster followed him and attacked him,
his neck flares up, and he's doing his thing, and he's trying to jump up at me.
He was trying to get the animal away.
And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me, and I accidentally knocked it in the head. You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever.
But when De Felice came home, all he saw was his rooster dead in a ditch. James Nix went to jail for animal cruelty.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
Nix says he never should have been arrested.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Really.
Don't you love that guy? Like, don't you absolutely love this guy? So you heard him in the news report. You go to the website. There's a whole 8-minute interview with this Florida man, and it's all delicious. Check out his version of the fight in full context.
I go to my mailbox one morning. I don't see nothing. I just check my mail. I turn around and go, I hear. And I turn around, and there's the chicken out there in the street. I said, oh, boy, here we go. Turn around, walk back to my place. Now the chicken's in my yard. Now his neck flares up. And he's doing his thing, and he's trying to jump up at me. So I pick up a stick in the yard, and I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me, and I accidentally knocked it in the head. You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever. The chicken rolled around on the ground right there in my yard up here, and then it just laid there in the ditch. I didn't know to give it a 21-gun salute, CPR, mouth to mouth, you know, or call the chicken ambulance. So I just left it laying there beside the road.
Beautiful, beautiful. And he must have gone to law school or something, because he has what sounds to me like a rock solid, intellectually based academic defense here.
So I figure this is my property. I got a right to defend life, property, and limb, just like you do. If a man comes attack you and you know kung fu, you're going to hi-ya him, right? Okay, simple as that.
And then, of course, here's the real lesson learned.
I mean, you don't have to be sorry. Be sorry for him, because the rotten fruit falls off the tree eventually.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Follow me on Twitter at Florida Stories J. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I like to steal vacations. I steal vacations all the time. They look like I'm doing chores, but I'm not. I'm stealing vacation time. This week, I had to take the car to the dealership for a service, to get it serviced, because it was making a steady noise underneath the car. It was going, like that. But there was nothing dragging. It was just making that noise. Everybody decided it was the ball bearings were wearing out and they needed to be replaced. And I get it to the garage, and son of a gun, that was the problem. The ball bearings needed to be replaced. But did they have both sides, the left and the right? No. Oh, no. They just had one side. So I would have to come back. 50-mile trip each way, 55-0. But it's a good dealership, and I knew they wouldn't give me any crap, and they wouldn't charge me a deductible, and they didn't. Well, I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting for them to make their repair. I'm waiting for them to figure out what's wrong. What is wrong with the car? And the guy finally comes out and says, there's nothing wrong with the bearings. There's grease in there that needs to be refilled. We need to get properly new, fresh bearings. but you're under no risk. Don't worry. You're not going to get hurt. It's fine for the bearings to be like this. Now, he said, we can have a, and he could only do one side. And I said, well, so what do you want me to do? He said, we'll come back next week, Tuesday, and we will repair both sides. We'll do both sides. And in fact, what we can do is we have a shuttle, and we can take you home the 50 miles. And then you can pick it up later. I don't know. They had some wacky system. Well, here's the thing. The waiting room at this particular dealership is very comfortable. Nice chairs. Usually in waiting rooms, especially in auto dealers, are torn. There are a couple spots that are torn. Well, there was nothing torn on these. And they had something I'd never seen before, a complex coffee machine. The coffee machine had about 10 different coffees in nice little bags, and I could put one of the little bags into the machine. It would close tight. It was very cool, and then it would make the coffee. I'm like, this is pretty good. Plus, they had real milk and real creamer, and I'm like, this isn't bad. And I was the only one there, so I had control of the remote for the TV, big screen TV. All right, now get this picture. I'm in a very comfortable chair in an immaculate waiting room. I have a remote for a TV that I do not have to fight over. Now, let's compare that at home. At home, no matter what, I have to fight over what we're going to watch. My wife, for the time being, my wife likes to watch British murder mysteries. That's what she wants to watch, British murder mysteries. And I don't. I don't have any interest in murder mysteries. I don't have any interest in British people. No thanks. I love that show on FX called You're the Worst. That had one British person. That was enough. The other one was not British, didn't need two British people. And I like Doctor Who, but I don't really know what that accent is. But I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. I'm in a comfortable chair. I have the remote. I have the remote. No one's going to tell me to change the channel. I got here first. And it seemed ideal to me. I was in no hurry to leave. I sat there for 2 hours. Absolutely no reason to be there. I sat there for 2 hours for my two-hour vacation. Tuesday, when I go there, I'm going to try to pull the same scam. I will drive the car there and then sit in the waiting room. See if anybody bugs me. I'll tell my wife, I'll say, the shuttle wasn't ready. I couldn't get on the shuttle. It was being used by some other person. These are the kind of vacations I look for. I in fact, love. It's like jury duty. You know, you're having your car, you're waiting for your car to get repaired. It's just like jury duty. You're doing something noble. Nobody wants to do it. Oh, Walter, you must have been so bored. It must have been so horrible doing jury duty. No, I love jury duty because I get to sit there. People think I'm doing something noble and sincere and good for the community, and I'm learning about things for my show. That's never the case. I know what I need to know for my show. I know how to tell stupid stories. 888-688-WALT. Do you take instant vacations, the kind that you don't reveal? You don't tell anybody about stealing 2 hours of life at the auto dealership in a comfy chair, because I have reached the point in life, like you, where all I want is a comfy chair and the remote, and I can last for hours. For hours. I never get bored with it. No, never get bored with it. All right, there's a lot for us to talk about at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We discussed the phenomena of seeing a rock star or seeing somebody doing an incredible act, and you go, wow, they must have made a deal with the devil. They must have made a deal with the devil. And then you start to think, where do you make a deal with the devil? What is the address? And what do you say? Where do you make the deal with the devil? It's a phenomenal concept. if there's some transaction to be had, how does it happen? My number is 888-688-WALT. And then I started to think, well, where would you logically make a deal with the devil? And then I thought, you know, probably in the restroom at Walmart. Probably at Sears. Probably in all those places you really are very uncomfortable visiting, all of a sudden become luxurious because you know the devil lives there. And what would you ask the devil for? Now, for some reason in movies, it always seems to be they're asking the devil how to play the blues. Now, if I met the devil, I would not ask the devil how to play the blues. I hate to tell you, I can't imagine anything more annoying than hearing the blues, unless it's jazz. Jazz and the blues are right up there. I certainly am not going to ask the devil how to improve my jazz skills or my blues skills. No, that's not what we're going to do. What are you going to do? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We are here every single Sunday night live from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. live. And you and I can always be in touch with each other. Send me a note, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I will answer every single email that we get. Isn't that a generous thing for me? Just incredibly generous. 888-688-WALT. And this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Out west, a hot dome of high pressure over the Four Corners area of Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico will slowly drift westward, meaning some of the hottest temperatures of the year will plague Texas with Dallas close to 105, Phoenix at 115, Las Vegas at 116, even Sacramento will get to 105. Later in the week, towards next weekend, we'll get a few degrees less hot, but with increased monsoonal humidities, so you really won't feel the difference. Folks will probably set new low-high temperatures, meaning that nights won't cool off much past 90 degrees, so stay hydrated, seek shade, and of course air conditioning when you can. This is Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 right here from Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, I'm going to read you a brutal obituary of a Florida man in the Jacksonville area. This was published at jacksonville.com. Florida man was born on April of 1941. He passed away in June of 2022, living a long life, much longer than he deserved. He is survived by his three children, no four, oops, five children. Well, as of 2022, we believe there is one more that we know about, but there could be more. His love was abundant when it came to himself, but for his children, it was limited. From a young age, he was a ladies' man and an abusive alcoholic, solidifying his commitment to both with the path of destruction he left behind, damaging his adult children and leaving them broken. Florida man's hobbies included abusing his first wife and children. He loved to start projects, but never followed through on any of them. Florida man did spend over 20 years with the NYPD, but even his time in service was negligent at best. Because of his alcohol addiction, his commanding officer took away his gun and badge, replacing them with a broom until he could get his act together. He possesses no redeeming qualities for his children, including the ones he knew and the ones he knew about. It will be challenging to miss Florida man because he was narcissistic. He was incapable of love. Florida man's passing proves that evil does eventually die, and it marks a time of healing, which will allow his children to get the closure they deserve. Florida man can be remembered for being a father to many and a dad to none. Oof.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is it?
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Follow me on Twitter at Florida Stories J. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
This story is one that I love because we like to make fun of those who were very big and now not so big. Armie Hammer, the movie actor, I don't say star, Armie Hammer, he had a bad fall. Now, Armie Hammer, we first should point out, is not named after the baking powder. It was some wacky name made up by his grandfather and passed down to him. But he was rich, and he is rich. His grandfather made a fortune in the oil industry. Whether or not Armie gets any of it, don't know. Some of his girlfriends, some of the people he dated, said, no, I was always stuck with the bill. He was so cheap, he didn't have any money. And I'm like, that isn't really what we thought. However, we can mostly agree that he was too good-looking. If you might have money and you're too good-looking, well, you know, we're waiting for you in the corner of the hall. We're waiting. Armie Hammer, now that he's out of rehab, now, I don't know what kind of rehab they have for what he has. He had this fantasy of being a cannibal. He left recordings for a woman he was dating that how he wanted to eat her. How he wanted to eat her bones and the muscles and the barbecue sauce. It was a strange fetish, but a real fetish. He'd leave her messages saying, you know, I want to eat your bones. I want to do terrible things to you. That upset her for some reason, and she got very nervous and started talking to grown-ups about it, and they were like, oh, we really can't have this. The disgraced actor spotted at Moritz Resort in June pricing a unit with potential buyers. Well, why? Because he is working as a timeshare salesman in the Cayman Islands. He's very fond of the Cayman Islands, despite denying that he's a resort concierge after his career imploded over sexual cannibalism claims. He was offering timeshares for around $2,000 a week or $21,000 for 10 years. Armie's agent denied earlier claims that he was working at Moritz after they first emerged this week. He was in a movie called Call Me By Your Name. The Call Me By Your Name star's career imploded following a sex scandal which saw him cheat on his wife, a woman who was gorgeous, and they had kids with a woman while sharing cannibalism fantasies with her. Armie Hammer is working as a timeshare salesman in the Caribbean. The actor was spotted at Moritz Resort last month wearing a blue pale shirt and going over pricing for a unit with a couple of potential buyers. During the pitch, he reportedly offered the potential buyer timeshare for $2,000 a week. Yesterday, photos of Hammer snapped on June 29th, walking into the office while sporting a clean-shaven look and a blue polo shirt with matching navy pants. That came out. Now, you imagine this guy was in a hot movie. He was in a hot movie. The movie was called Call Me By Your Name with Timothy Chalamet. And Timothy Chalamet, that was the movie that made him bubble up, become a thing, become cast in like 10 movies ever after. He's going to be in Peter Pan. And the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He's going to be in all these big movies because of the introduction to the movie scene that Armie Hammer gave him. And they toured together to promote Call Me By Your Name. Now, what was Call Me By Your Name about? It was about this French family that took in an American boarder for the summer to hang out with their teenage kid. Timmy played the teenage kid, and Armie played the American boarder. And they had intellectual exercises and also exercises involving a peach. They performed sex acts with a peach. This made them both stars. Now, I looked at this movie for about 8 minutes, and I'm like, this is terrible. It was one of those that won all of the very serious Venice Film Festival awards. It won all of the serious awards. And I'm like, this is a terrible movie, in my opinion. Licorice Pizza, 10,000 times better movie. 10,000 times better movie. So now Army is selling timeshares. I think if you want to quantify the quality of work, of salesmanship that you can get between selling Chevrolets or selling timeshares in the Cayman Islands, I think selling Chevrolets is a lot better deal because at least it's air conditioned. At least those are air conditioned. Oh, my God. Imagine waking up and saying, you know, I'm going to go to have breakfast at Craft Services. And then you realize, go, oh, whoa, I'm not in a movie. I'm not in a movie right now. Oh, my gosh. What did I screw up? Why am I not in a movie? I'm selling timeshares in the Cayman Islands to vacationers who keep asking me about, aren't you that guy who was in the movie? You imagine this life. This is a long-term hell. There's a, for people who are addicts and trying to get over things like Army is, there are things called recovery jobs. And these are simpleton jobs that you take for like a year after you've recovered. And they aren't supposed to put too much stress on you. And I suspect Army is in a recovery job. Well, boy. And then he's, of course, afraid that no one will ever come to see a movie with him in it. Here, hey, Army, let me help you. No one was going to your movies anyway. I'm Walter Sterling. Let's you and I talk. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. There's Marion Teller, Marion June Riley, and her mom, Dee Wells. Hello, Dee Wells. We haven't talked in a while. And Billy Datz and your beautiful wife and your kids. These are our first Midnight Misfits, and I'm going to talk about our Midnight Misfits in 15 minutes. This is Sterling on Sunday. I have learned to take care of my slippers because I don't want dogs or kids or wives eating my slippers. These are remarkable, special slippers. They're called MyPillow brand slippers, all-season men's moccasin slippers. They're beautiful. The sole has three layers. That's right, three layers. And they come in black, blue, white, gray, beige, pink, purple, whatever you want, that color they have. And more importantly, they come in widths. You, if you have a really narrow foot, slippers have been a big problem up till now because slippers up till now, they're like as wide as a workman's boot. Not these slippers. These slippers let you choose the width. They have another great advantage. They are made to be worn indoors and outdoors. You wear these slippers indoor, you read the newspaper all day, you goof off, and then you decide to go out and do some gardening or walk the dog. You don't have to change what's on your feet. You just wear these great slippers that are made to be worn indoors and outdoors. Indoors and outdoor slippers. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. You've got to try these slippers. Call now. That's right. Call now because there's a live human being there right now on a Sunday night. Who ever heard of that? There's a great person there who wants to talk to you about these slippers, the MyPillow brand slippers. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter. The price drops instantly from $139 to $49. What did he say? It drops from $139 to $49. MyPillow slippers.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I don't want to have sex. You're my wife, for God's sake.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida Story, we're going to go to St. Petersburg, where there's a place called the Uhuru House. And they describe themselves as a black international socialist group. And they have the Pan-African flag that's flying in front of their building. But it's on a mast that's off the second floor. It's like 30 feet above the ground. Well, last week, a guy shows up, gets a flamethrower out of his trunk, and then shoots the flamethrower at the flag, burning it. It takes him a while, too, but there's a surveillance video of it. There's really a dude with a flamethrower shooting like a 30-foot wall of fire straight up into the air. It is wild. Police have no idea who the dude is, why he did it, why this was possibly motivated. But a couple of weird things come to mind. First off, how many flamethrower crimes do you see ever? Really, I'm surprised we don't see more, but I can't remember the last flamethrower incident I've seen in the news, so that's weird. Number two, that song, My Grandma, Your Grandma, Sitting by the Fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm going to set your flag on fire.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm going to set your flag on fire. You're talking about him.
My entire life until this point, I thought, what a ridiculous line in a song. Who the hell is going to set a flag on fire? Like, I'm maybe seeing people burn their own flags. Why would anybody want to set a flag on a fire? What would even motivate? Has there been one incident on someone going up to someone else's flag and just shooting a flamethrower at it? Now we have.
Wait. Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Look for the Florida Stories podcast. Over 100 episodes are waiting on you right now, wherever you're already listening to podcasts. Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon. Listen, subscribe, share. Follow me on Twitter, at Florida Stories J. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
You can find the link to the Florida Stories, all of them, at WalterSterlingShow.com. Walter Sterling Show. He has his own tab, very special part of Walter Sterling Show. More than happy to do it. It is such a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant feature. All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Here's the story we've been waiting for. Beauty is pain unless you're this gal, Bree, a Georgia-based content creator. We have to talk about that. Suffered from scoliosis, otherwise known as curved spine, due to her size 34E breasts. The mother of one endured excruciating back pain and bad posture as a result. But one surgery has changed her life for the better, easing her pain and gifting her some confidence. But it wasn't until after giving birth to her three-year-old son. She gave birth to a three-year-old? Lincoln, his name's Lincoln. What a cool name. That's a cool name. Her health deteriorated significantly, and she noticed that her clothes began to fit improperly. She was fed up with her wardrobe, and even working out wouldn't diminish her burden. As a Hail Mary, she turned to breast reduction. Truthfully, I didn't know how it was going to manage another summer with them. The 23-year-old former E-cup sufferer decided she couldn't live with her weighty breasts anymore. Clothes were too difficult. Working out proved to be a challenge when it came to finding sportswear that supported me. It was just too much. Thankfully, her procedure was deemed medically necessary and covered by insurance. Isn't that the best thing? Who should decide if you have a medically necessary procedure? Your doctor. That's the only person. Who should describe what sort of medications, painkillers, whatever follow-up you need to any medical procedure? Who should decide that? Your doctor. The person who suffered through 12 years of medical school, who passed organic chemistry. Those are the only people who should decide whether or not you need something, your doctor, not the State Board of Pretense, not the State Board of Pretense. No.
I appreciate your calling, Mr. McDear. I call you Mitch, if I may. My name is Voiles, Denton Voiles. I'm with the Department of Justice.
What happened to Eddie Lomax?
We've been investigating Bandini, Lambert, and Locke for 4 years. No lawyer has ever left your law firm alive. Two tried to leave, they were killed. Two were about to try, you know what happened. Now we have reason to believe that your house is bugged. Your phones are tapped, your office is wired. They may follow you, they may be here in Washington as we speak.
I'm saying
that your life as you know it is over. Your law firm is the sole legal representative of the Moraldo crime family in Chicago, known as the Mafia, the Mob.
I don't believe it.
They set up legitimate businesses with dirty money from drugs, gambling, prostitution. All cash, all moved offshore. You believe it. That's why you talked to Thomas A. Banks and the Caymans. That's why you got this private investigator asking questions that got him killed.
Well, that was the best movie. That was The Firm. That was The Firm. Fantastic movie. Somebody Marry Barry. That's the movie I'm working on now. That's on Netflix. Somebody Marry Barry. Here's this guy who's your friend from high school who never left high school. He's been in high school his whole life. And they figure the only way he's going to get better is if he marries somebody. I think that's a brilliant story. Coming up in the next hour, we have Midnight Misfits. We will talk about the phenomena of not fitting in. And it's very interesting that there have been many studies on this now. And it turns out that if you don't fit in, you're way ahead. That you have a specific type of genius that will help you get through any problem that no one else has. It's pretty cool. And we'll talk about how to get over the Sunday creeps. Many of us have the Sunday creeps where we dread Sunday night. We just dread it. And how to overcome that. It's pretty cool. It's a simple system that I bet you haven't tried. We'll have that for you coming up tonight. Plus, Vic Ferrari. And he is a retired New York City police detective, and nobody has better stories than a retired cop. It's like being at a cop bar. You get to overhear the secret stories that New York City police tell each other, but they're not going to tell on some official broadcast. No, but they will tell it here with me. I'm Walter Sterling. I have an email. It's waltermsterling@gmail.com. Every email I get gets answered, and I love talking to you live at 888-688-9258. We are on the air across the country. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is Dr. Dave Iser, meteorologist. As we move into mid-July, our weather map has a decidedly mid-summer appearance. The jet stream has migrated to the north into Canada for the most part, and weather systems are very slow to move here in the lower 48. In the northeast, lots of sunshine peppered with a few passing showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s with a few 90s and moderate humidities. Down south, a tropical system is trying to form in the Gulf, but it won't be successful. But it will bring heavy rains and thunderstorms to the Gulf Coast, particularly Georgia and the Carolinas, later in the week. Hot and humid in the Midwest with scattered thunderstorms, a sure feature of summer. This is Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 right here from Sterling on Sunday.
All right, great to be with you, Walter M. Sterling. It's a three-hour network radio show. We talk coast to coast, and I have a phone number. Are you ready? Because I love talking to you. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. A female Seattle judge is condemned for telling serial criminals that he'll be raped in prison. This is what she said. You'll be Bubba's best new girlfriend. Female Seattle judge is reprimanded for telling serial criminal that he'll be sent to prison and raped by inmate if he doesn't change his ways. The judge, a woman named Virginia Amato, made the comments in August while presiding over the arraignment of a man charged with misdemeanor and domestic violence assault. Following a complaint about the comments, she was issued an admonishment from the Commission on Judicial Conduct. Oh, I don't see any problem at all. I don't. She told this guy who was guilty of domestic violence, probably hitting his wife or kids, that he would be raped in prison. He would be raped in prison. Let's see if she said anything else that was equally clever. Hold on. Let's see. Let's get out the full transcript. Don't worry. I won't read to you. I'm not an amateur. I'm a professional talk show host. Hey, Washington, blah, blah, blah. That may hopefully give you a graphic image to think about. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not, the judge said. The man said he understood, and Amato confirmed to bestow her judge's wisdom. Here's the judge's wisdom. The folks at the penitentiary have mothers and sisters and nieces and cousins that they do not want someone out there abusing. And they will take that out on you at the penitentiary. So think about that, because you're racking up felonies at this point. He's racking up felonies, and the people in the prison will take care of him. And the judge, a woman, is saying, you're going to be raped in prison, buddy. You're going to be raped in prison. I have an interesting belief system about punishment and who should go to jail and who should be punished. Here's my system. If you hit a woman, if you're a man and you hit a woman, you go to jail for 25 years with no parole. You hit a woman, you go to jail for 25 years. If you hit a child, you go to jail for the rest of your life. No parole. That's how strongly I feel about domestic violence. And if you were drunk while you hit your wife, and if you were drunk while you hit your kid, your gift from Jesus, I don't care. Being drunk is no excuse. That's no excuse. If you steal some money from your employer, go to jail for a week. I could care less. But a true crime is if you have been given a wife who wants to spend the rest of her life with you and is pledged to, if you've been given a child who, through no fault of their own, is your child, you should go to jail for the rest of your life. No parole, nothing. That jerk who beat up Whitney Houston, why did he get out in an hour? You know, he got out right away. Here's one of the great gifts of America, Whitney Houston. Beautiful, beautiful, gifted talent. He beats her up, and he gets out in a week or something. It was horrendous what happened. How do you feel? Here's my phone number, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Because I'm not one of those who believes that, you know, every crime is worth 20 years in jail. It's not. Look at all the poor people under the Rockefeller drug laws who were sent to jail for 20, 25 years for smoking dope. They should have been given a prize. It just helped them calm down. If you were smoking dope in the 70s and you were sent to jail, you're still in jail. How terrible is that? It's beyond terrible. And it's a waste of a life. Unnecessary. Didn't need to do it. But you hit a woman? I can't imagine. I don't understand where it comes from in a man's brain that it's okay to hit a woman. Where does it come from in that brain? What circuit does he have that I do not have? I would never hit a woman. It's beyond deplorable. Sorry, I'm having all sorts of trouble with my golden voice. And, you know, I have three daughters, so I feel particularly strong about that. And what I've told my three daughters is this. If a guy ever approaches you to hit you or threatens to hit you, this is what you do. You leave and you call the police because he's threatening to commit a crime on you, going to commit a crime on you. And you leave the scene, you get out of there, and you call the police. And then you're done. And you say, if they say, are you willing to testify against him? You say, yes. I'd be happy to testify against this a-hole. That's what you say. All right, my Midnight Misfits, we will discuss your responsibilities coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. The last time you bought slippers, you went into some big warehouse store and you bought, you know, I just need a pair of slippers, nothing big. And then you got them home and you realized they had no arch support. They were poorly constructed. The minute it rained, they fell apart. That's what I was tired of. That's why I got All Seasons men's moccasins from MyPillow. MyPillow. These are incredible slippers. They come in 13 different colors, and they come in widths. That's right, widths. Slippers never come in widths, and for those of us who have very narrow feet, widths are very important, aren't they? But here's what's really important. These are made with three layers. Foam padding, cushions, all kinds of secret stuff. The best thing it's got in there is memory foam. You put your foot in there, it remembers the size of your foot, it remembers where your arch is, and then the next time you step in it, it's yours. It is your slipper. Can you imagine that? Your slipper. 800-844-0876. There's a human being there right now to talk to you about these incredible slippers. On a Sunday night, a live human who listens to Sterling on Sunday wants to talk to you about the slippers. Indoor, outdoor slippers. The color you want. The colors are incredible, from beige to brown to tan to white. Beautiful colors. Pink, you know, you can get pink slippers. Why not? 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. The brand is MyPillow. They were $140. Now they're $49.99. $49.99. That's how much? It was $139. Now it's $49.99 when you say, Walter.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I believe in owning my own business. I don't like HR departments. I don't have anything to do with it. But I need, if I'm going to start my own business, I need a little help. I need the right product and a terrific marketing team behind me, and that's what Social Indoor gives me. Social Indoor is a franchisee that allows you to have beautiful digital screens installed in restrooms in your city, all over the city. Social Indoor installs them, make sure that they work, and then you go and sell the advertising on those screens. You can sell any kind of advertising on those screens. They go in the finest restrooms in your city. You walk in, oh my gosh, I sold that ad. And that's what hundreds of people will see when they go into a restroom and they see an ad. It's only in that restroom. You have no competition when you sell an ad. This is amazing. Get all the information. Social Indoor. Socialindoor.com. Find out about it. Put in my name, Walter. Put in my name, Walter. Get the information. This is not a formal prospectus. That can only be made with a formal prospectus. Find it online at socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
No more gold standard. That's right. President Nixon has announced that the United States will no longer convert dollars to gold at a fixed value. Hi, I'm Brad. Word is the president's doing this to tackle inflation and to prevent foreign governments from exchanging dollars for gold. Supposedly, it will be based on the value of other currencies and will become free floating. Well, I don't think gold floats. Does this mean gold will be for sale? Will we see commercials on TV? And actors like, say, William Devane talking about how he likes the feel of gold? What do you think? I'll open the phones after the news and the weather, brought to you by Tab Cola.
Styles is bald. Harry Styles fans have launched a conspiracy theory regarding how much hair the 28-year-old actually has after pointing out his receding hairline. His loyal fan base have previously pointed out his receding hairline as the English star tours the world to promote his latest studio album. Harry's Home is the name of his latest studio album. Fans have speculated that he now uses a wig. Wouldn't that be something? Here's the guy with hella good hair. It would be amazing if he was bald. That would be amazing. What would be even more amazing is if he was actually bald and he admitted it. Now, there's always the middle step, which is that a man has to make a very difficult decision in his life. And the difficult decision in his life is what? Whether or not to dye his hair. How attractive do you think it is for a man to dye his hair? Let's say he does it right, and he goes to a beauty parlor, which is a weird thing, and gets his hair dyed. Whenever I've needed to get my hair dyed, and I do get my hair dyed, because I am in what? Show business. I go to a woman's salon. Well, let me tell you the series here. There is no greater horror for a man who's built like a man to go to a woman's salon to get their hair cut or colored, because the chairs feel flimsy. The chairs in a woman's hair salon feel like they're about to fall apart. It's a very uncomfortable thing, and they're too narrow. You sit in there, and you're in these narrow chairs. You're surrounded by girly things. All the girly accoutrement of a hair salon is now foisted upon you. It's an uncomfortable, uncomfortable thing. I have never been to a man's with the big chairs salon that can do the hair coloring. As a result, most of my life I have done it alone myself. And here's the secret I have found to making it look good. It's not dark brown, not medium brown, not light brown. No. That's the wrong color. The right color is ash brown, A-S-H, ash brown. And that's about as hard to find as you could imagine. Finding a man's hair color in ash brown is quite a trick. Well, then my current wife taught me a trick. She said, don't buy men's hair coloring. Get woman's hair coloring at the drugstore and get it in ash brown. And boy, was she right. That made a very big difference. How do you feel about a man dyeing his hair? How do you feel it looks? Is it repulsive and ugly? I want to know, because I think it can look great, absolutely great, unless he, you know, lets it go too long. Don't let it go too long. Right, Tony? Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Walter. I believe in au naturel. I'm 54, and I've yet to color my hair. But, you know, I've seen guys do it, and the thing about it is, like, we had a mayor here in Pittsburgh named Bill Peduto. Did you ever hear of him?
Yes.
Okay, well, he had black hair and an all-gray beard. So it just didn't look right. You know, it didn't match. So if you're going to do it, you know, go all the way, you know?
Well, he was stupid because you can dye your beard. So dye your beard. It's not a big deal.
He claimed his hair was naturally that color and his beard was naturally that color.
Baloney.
I don't believe it.
Total baloney.
Right.
Now, Tony, what else did you do today besides worry about the former mayor's beard?
Well, I stole some vacation time like you were talking about earlier. And anytime I can lay down on my bed and sleep the day away and not have to worry about when I get up, that to me is like a mini vacation.
It is, isn't it?
I just, at this age, I think sleep is the ultimate pleasure and luxury.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more question, Walter?
But you're not that old, Tony. You're not that old, Tony.
No, but it's much more of a luxury than it used to be, you know?
Yeah. What's your other question?
Oh, just going back to the archive shows, I noticed that, like, almost the whole month of June isn't available. Do you know why that is?
No. No.
Okay, yeah, you got, like, May 29th, and then the very next one is June 26th. I'm just curious. I like going back and, you know, revisiting some old shows, especially, you know, if I didn't get to hear them live. You know what I mean?
Well, Mr. Copeland, will you please let me know why those haven't been posted yet? I would appreciate knowing. We will get that fixed tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Walter. I really appreciate it. You have a great rest of your night, and I hope your voice woes leave you, but you still sound great.
Well, I don't know what it's about because my voice doesn't hurt. And the worst condition I've ever had with my voice is I went to a big shot vocal cord doctor type. And she looked in there and she said, well, one of your vocal cords is paralyzed. And I said, how can I speak if that's the case? She says, well, you can. And then she gave me medicines and exercises to fix that. But who knew? Who knew?
I'll have to tell you about Bruce Springsteen's vocal cord surgery sometime. It was quite extensive, and he could have lost his singing voice if it didn't work out the right way. We'll talk about that another time.
That's a singing voice? Thank you for your call, Tony. At 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I love this time of night, but think about it. Imagine everybody has a secret strength, a secret power, and Harry Styles' secret power was his hair. That hair distracted a lot of people from his singing. Now, I think he sang one song so brilliantly that it was incredible, called Night Moves. He sang it on Saturday Night Live with the rest of One Direction. It was incredible. But without his hair, I think a lot of that appeal goes away. I think a lot of Harry's appeal goes away. And is he still with that woman who had two kids? He's still with that actress who has two kids. So he runs away with this actress who everybody's hot for, Olivia, what's her name? And now he has two little kids that he's responsible for with their mom. Meanwhile, Jason Sudeikis, who was their father, who was apparently a great father, who's taken great care of these children as they were growing up, all of a sudden, mom shows up and says, oh, we're taking the kids. I'm running away to the circus with this guy from One Direction. And she's 10 years older than Harry Styles. What are you doing? Those kids are going to be so screwed up the rest of their lives. Is it really worth that? That's why all the times that my current wife has annoyed me and I've fantasized about a divorce, I haven't done it. Because, you know, sometimes you just have to live through the trouble, just live through whatever is bothering you, get to the other side for your kids. A really bad marriage is not worth living through for your kids because it's not doing them any favors. But if you have the normal ups and downs, such as, you know, she didn't put starch in my shirts, or I didn't pick up the towels, the normal ups and downs, you don't run off with your kids. You don't run off with Circus Boy. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Why would you do that to those little kids? And they are little kids. Their kids are like 4 and 6. Why would you do that? It's wrong. And in the long run, the American public is not going to tolerate it. We have not heard of any abuse or problems with Jason Sudeikis. She wasn't taking them out of a bad home or bad situation. She was taking them out of a wealthy home with two creative, successful parents who adored them until what? What? Until they wound up in L.A. When they moved from Brooklyn to Los Angeles, all hope was lost. Then she got all excited about Los Angeles and, oh, she met Harry Styles. Do you think for one second that Harry Styles is going to help with the diapers, with changing their clothes, picking them up from school? Can you imagine if Harry Styles is going to pick up those kids from school? It won't happen. He isn't going to wake up before 3 no matter what, because why? He's a rock star. Rock stars don't wake up before 3 by law. The law doesn't allow them to. 888-688-WALT. Always looking forward to talking to you at 888-688-9258. We have the best time on this show. Even when I'm meandering and not really focused on one topic, we still have a better time on this show than on any other show. And coming up, I'm going to share with you the most horrific menu I have ever heard, the most horrific food I've ever heard. You ready? Imagine this hell. vegan, Moroccan, spiced, sheet, pan, tofu, and sweet potatoes. What did he say? Vegan, Moroccan, spiced, sheet, pan, tofu, and sweet potatoes. And the prep time alone is international news. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Out west, a hot dome of high pressure over the Four Corners area of Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico will slowly drift westward, meaning some of the hottest temperatures of the year will plague Texas, with Dallas close to 105, Phoenix at 115, Las Vegas at 116, even Sacramento will get to 105. Later in the week, towards next weekend, we'll get a few degrees less hot, but with increased monsoonal humidities, so you really won't feel the difference. Folks will probably set new low-high temperatures, meaning that nights won't cool off much past 90 degrees, so stay hydrated, seek shade, and of course air conditioning when you can. This is Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36, right here from Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, it's so much fun to be with you. Isn't this exciting? Is there any other live show on at this time? Why, no. All right, now listen. Listen to this. I saw this on the internet, and I'm like, I have to share this with you because it's crazy how some people think. Vegan, Moroccan, spice, sheet pan, tofu, and sweet potatoes. Tofu and sweet potatoes tossed in a Moroccan-inspired spice mix and baked all in one pan. All right, that sounds, you know, nice. Prep time, 5 minutes. Okay, that's sane. And cook time, 30 minutes. All right, that's sane. What are the ingredients? Listen to the ingredients. 2 teaspoons cumin, 2 teaspoons turmeric, cinnamon, smoked paprika. Paprika is not good enough unless it's smoked. Salt, cayenne pepper, olive oil, extra firm tofu, drained and pressed, 2 pounds of sweet potatoes, halved or quarantined. Okay, that's half of the ingredients. Half. We'll get to the rest of them after you and I talk to Linda. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, thank you, Walter.
Hello, Linda.
Thank you. When you were talking about people dyeing their hair, I think it's fine for both men and women. If it helps us, especially the way everything is today in this world, to feel more positive in our everyday lives, to color our hair, I think it's a good idea for both men and women.
Would you do it in a salon, or do you do it in your sink?
It would be up to them.
Well, one of the things that it does is it combats the greatest prejudice that exists in our society, the greatest prejudice that, oddly, is still not discussed. If you are over a certain age, depending on the industry, you're not going to get a job. You are absolutely, no matter how many qualifications you have, if you're in a specific industry that is prejudiced against people who are over 30 or 40 or 50 or 60, you are not going to get a job, and it will be unspoken. But there it is. And you say, well, how do they know how old you really are? Well, you're going to put the date of your graduation from high school or college, and there is the answer.
I go to a unisex salon, so there are men who come and go from there also, and I've never had any of them feel uncomfortable, I don't think, being around women there also.
No, you're right, and you're very open-minded, Linda, and I appreciate it. And I thank you for listening to my show at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Hello, May. And then again,
Hello?
She may not.
Hello, Walter?
Then again, she may not. Yes.
Hello, Walter?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for taking my call. Second of all, I want to tell you I got my beliefs of the justice system from the Muslims. I used to live in Muslim countries. Third of all, I don't believe in jails. I believe that they either should be fined or killed.
Who should be killed?
Criminals.
Which
ones?
I
mean, I'm talking about violent criminals now.
Right, so
I'm not talking about stealing from your employer like you mentioned on the radio. You know, stuff like that. I'm talking about what you said about slapping a woman or slapping a child.
They should be killed.
Yeah.
Well, you're right, May, and I appreciate it. Do you like my show?
I love you, Shel Walder. You have the nicest voice and the nicest way with words. That you're so relaxing, and you're just great.
May, I love you. Thank you very much for calling at 888-688-9258. Hello, Barry. Hey, Barry.
Oh, hi. I've called before. Do you remember me?
Yes, Barry. Was it a good experience for you? Was it a spiritual experience?
Yeah, this is a good time. So anyway, my question is, when you make an appointment to go to the dentist, do you make the appointment for the morning or the afternoon?
I always make it for the afternoon. Why do you ask that?
Well, my theory is that night people prefer to make appointments in the afternoon because we don't like the morning.
Well, I hate the morning, and I wouldn't make it. I would inevitably be late to that appointment. And especially to the dentist, Barry, I believe that my pain receptors are much greater in the morning than in the afternoon. By the afternoon, it all calms down and I can deal with things. In the morning, I'm just suffering. I just completely suffer in the morning. I have no interest in it. And as you know, Barry, and thank you for the call, as you know, Barry, I believe the most annoying people in the world are the ones who say, you know, you should try to get up earlier. Because those of us who get up late never say, you should stay up later. Why don't you try to stay up later? Never. It's just like being a vegetarian. Vegetarians always say the same thing. You know, you really should try to be a vegetarian. People who eat meat, enjoy a filet mignon, never say, you got to eat more meat. Randy, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello, Sterling. I caught what your caller said about, I didn't catch the whole call, but about being older, and you were saying that she may have trouble getting hired or something because of her age. Is that what you said?
I believe that the most fundamental prejudice and bias in our culture is against hiring older people.
I'm an older person myself. I'm 67, and I've been concerned about that. Now, I've had a good job steadily for the past 8 years. And however, one thing that I think would help would be to get rid of the 1967 law that the Congress passed called the Federal Age Discrimination in Employment Act. And I believe that there should be no anti-discrimination laws protecting older people like myself, because I feel that that actually hurts older people, because it makes potential employers afraid to hire them, because if they had to get rid of them because they're too doddering or slow or something, they're afraid of some kind of legal problem, so they just quietly round can their application perhaps. And I'm worried about that, and I wish they'd get rid of all anti-discrimination laws that are directed to the private sector.
One of the things most people don't realize is that the age at which that law kicks in is 40.
Mm-hmm.
It's 40. It isn't 60 or 70. It's people over 40 are in a protected category. And if you try to fire somebody over 40, you might as well be firing any minority. It's a challenge. It's a great challenge. And you're right. I don't believe that the federal government should tell me who to hire at my company based on anything. Mm-hmm. I should be able to hire whoever I want based on skills and get rid of all the crap about protected categories, and this one should be high. It's nonsense. You're absolutely right, Randy. I agree with you.
Yeah, and also I think that the answer is free market bargaining. In other words, if I lose my job that I presently have, a good job, and go to try to apply elsewhere, people should be able to say, well, this guy looks a little weaker than a strong, strapping 25-year-old. I think I'll pay him a little less, and I can either accept it or not accept it. There should be a flexibility in the pay scale, and maybe after he hires me, he'll see what a good worker I am, and he'll up my pay. But that's the answer.
Well, that's a very utopian thought. But the one thing that I don't believe should be taking place in the process of hiring people, and it has been outlawed in some cities and some states, thank God, is to this day, too many employers think they have the right to say to you, what were you earning in your last job? And they might even ask for a tax return to see what you were earning in your last job. And that is as wrong can be. You should be able to be offered a job and negotiate for that position clean without either side being able to look over the battleship and see what your number is. I can't believe they get away with it. But I know of companies that say, how much were you earning in your last job? And then they say, well, I really don't want to tell you because I'm not applying for my last job. I'm applying for this job. Well, we need to see your tax return before we can make you an offer. Really? Are you that weak? Are you that feeble? Are you that pathetic that you can't have an honest conversation with a potential employee? You have to see their secret document in order to negotiate, or not even negotiate, in order to be able to offer them a position. And part of it is they're cheap. In every industry, there are salary surveys where they can get a broad stroke of how much a given position pays in any given industry. They might get a $20,000 range, and that's all you should have. That's all you should know. But when I see these jerks, these HR people saying, well, you know, how much were you earning in your last job? That's none of your business. I'm not applying for the job I had before. I'm applying for this job. Let's talk about what this job ensues and what this job should pay. And I can't believe it when employers actually think that that's fair. It's not fair. It sucks. It's wrong. Completely wrong. And, you know, I have hired many people, probably well over 100 people in my career. I have never asked anybody what they were paying before, what they were paid in their last job. I just think it's rude. And it also ignores the fact that I don't want to pay them that amount. I have a specific amount for what I want to pay them. All right. Welcome to the big show. This is Midnight Misfit time, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I have learned to take care of my slippers, because I don't want dogs or kids or wives eating my slippers. These are remarkable, special slippers. They're called My Pillow brand slippers, all-season men's moccasin slippers. They're beautiful. The sole has three layers. That's right, three layers. And they come in black, blue, white, gray, beige, pink, purple, whatever you want, that color they have. And more importantly, they come in widths. If you have a really narrow foot, slippers have been a big problem up till now, because slippers up till now, they're like as wide as a workman's boot. Not these slippers. These slippers let you choose the width. They have another great advantage. They are made to be worn indoors and outdoors. You wear these slippers indoor, you read the newspaper all day, you goof off, and then you decide to go out and do some gardening or walk the dog. You don't have to change what's on your feet. You just wear these great slippers that are made to be worn indoors and outdoors. Indoors and outdoor slippers. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. You've got to try these slippers. Call now. That's right, call now, because there's a live human being there right now on a Sunday night. Who ever heard of that? There's a great person there who wants to talk to you about these slippers, the My Pillow brand slippers. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter. The price drops instantly from $139 to $49. What did he say? It drops from $139 to $49. My Pillow slippers.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Alana Haim.
Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not be that you want me to.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardized that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell you the story about a lazy cop who got involved with an arrest with my friend's mother. So it was the early 90s, and my friend's mother is online at the local bank. And she's the victim of a pickpocketing. Now, pickpockets cruise the United States. A lot of them sometimes are gypsies. Sometimes they're South American gangs. They're very good at what they do. They watch people, where they have their money, their wallet, their handbag, and they'll bump into them. They'll jostle them, and they've got the hands of skilled surgeons. They'll just snatch your money out of your pockets, and you'll never know what hit you. So my friend's mother withdraws $250 from the teller, puts it in a cash envelope, and as she's walking out of the bank, she gets bumped into by these two well-dressed men. They apologize and they walk off. Luckily for her, there was another woman at the bank that watches this. She tells her what happened. They quickly make a phone call to 911, and these two guys are apprehended a short distance away. So from the get-go, my friend's mother tells me the arresting officer didn't seem to want to have anything to do with the case. He goes, "Are you sure it's them?" She goes, "Yes, I'm sure it's them." She goes, "Didn't you recover my $250 in a cash envelope?" So then the cop tells her, "Well, a lot of time these cases get dropped for different reasons." So she found it odd that the arresting officer and was trying to talk her out of it. And she's saying to herself, "Isn't it the police's job to make arrests?" So the cop tells her, "All right, I'll come back to your house in about 2 hours and I'll take you down to court to swear out a statement." She says, "Fine." About 2 hours later, she hears a police siren outside her door. So she says to herself, "That's a little odd. I thought he would call first." She looks out the window. She sees a police car. She gets her bag and keys. She steps outside, and what does she see but the arresting officer in a police car and the two pickpockets handcuffed in the back seat. She goes, "What are you doing?" And the cop goes, "What are you talking about?" She says, "You brought them to my house? Now they know where I live." She goes, "I'm not pressing charges." She goes, "What if these guys come back?" So the cop looks into the back seat at the two criminals, and he goes, "All right, guys, I don't want you coming back here." She goes, "They're criminals. They're not going to listen to you." So the cop got all pissed off that she didn't want to press charges and started to yell at her, and she slammed the door in his face. So when I ran into my friend's mother a couple of weeks later, she tells me the story, and she wants to make a civilian complaint. So I says, "Well, hold off on that." So I go to the local precinct. I talk to one of my friends that worked there, and I tell him the cop's name, and I ask, "Is this possible?" He goes, "Oh, it's more than possible." He goes, "Listen." He goes, "This guy," he goes, "you would think after getting thrown out of two precincts already, he would learn his lesson, but obviously not. Tell your friend's mother to make a civilian complaint. She'll be making everyone's life easier." So I told my friend's mother, "Listen, you do what you got to do," and I think she eventually did. But I'm sorry to say that every now and then there's a lazy cop out there, and it makes the rest of us look bad. So be sure to check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
The great Vic Ferrari. What a terrific service he provides to tell us actual cop stories. It's as though we're sitting at a cop bar with great New York City police detectives. And let me tell you, as somebody who's been around the country and who's had to deal with a variety of police departments, nothing comes close to a New York City police cop. Nothing comes close to a New York City police officer. They have the hardest job, and they have, interestingly, the best job. And the best thing about New York City police officers, they don't waste your time. If you don't lock up your bike, they're not going to give you a, you know, quality of life ticket. These are cops who are real cops. They're not going to waste your time. And it's always an honor whenever I have to see the New York City police, talk to the New York City police. They're just the best. Well, have you had an exciting night tonight? I have had an exciting night tonight. Why? Well, we got to hear Florida stories. We got to hear three Florida stories. We got to hear the drive-through brew. And you want a Midnight Misfit membership card. I will send you a real card. Send an email to Walter M. Sterling with your snail mail address. And the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.